Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the 5-Minute Miracle provided by Beyond Purpose. My name is Stephanie, and today we're going to take 5 minutes to focus on how to use our imagination. In order to reach into the depths of what our imagination can provide, I want to ask you to step into a silent space. If you have a space in your home or office where you can detach from distractions, go there now. If not, stand or sit where you are with purpose. Get comfortable with your feet firmly on the floor. Close your eyes and take a nice deep breath and hold. Now let it out. Take another deep breath. Notice the coolness and purity of the air coming in. And hold it. Now release the breath out. Take one more focused, deep breath in. And hold. As you exhale this time, make the intention that your breath will help push away all internal and external distractions. Wonderful. Our concentration today is on our imagination. Our imagination is a gift that allows us to conceive of situations, people, and circumstances that have not happened yet. We can use our imagination to our benefit or to our demise. If you have a pattern of thinking that uses imagination as a way to worry, you always seem to question why things go wrong in your life. You may say things to others, such as, "That's impossible. I can't do it. This always happens to me." But let's reimagine imagination. First, let's recognize that you have the gift of imagination within you. It is a wonderful gift to have, and every single person, including you, has it. And as much as it can be used for bad, it can be used so much more for good. Using your imagination means focusing only on thoughts that make you feel good, that make you whole, and that make you the reflection of love that you want to give to the world. Ask yourself these questions. What makes me feel good? What makes me feel complete? How can I show love to others? Take the time to think about these questions today and allow your imagination to fill with thoughts of your desired life. Write them down and plan on how to make them happen. It is your time to take your imagination out of your head and make it a part of your everyday reality. Take it one day at a time. One idea at a time. can have anything you want. You can have anything you want. This is Beyond Purpose, bringing you your 5-minute miracle. Have a wonderful day.
Assalamu alaikum. Are you on, Sister Denise?
Yes, sir. Walaikum salam. I'm here.
Welcome, family, in the audience. Tonight, welcome to the Health and Wellness Power Hour. Myself, Brother Sean Ali, and Sister Denise Renee Muhammad. We appreciate everybody that has given us some of their time to tune in to us. And we are continuing part from last week of examining solutions for original solutions for the original people and accepting our own and being ourselves. And tonight, since one of the most troubling health statistics that we suffer from, or categories that we are suffering from, is obesity and being overweight, we want to throw specific attention to how we can have solutions to overcoming obesity and being overweight. And the CDC has classified obesity as a chronic disease. And it's dangerous and an epidemic because at the root of almost every cause of death, obesity is there. And so that means not only are we suffering from all of the other ailments that come with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, high blood pressure, elevated cholesterol, clogged arteries. These are the root causes to the major causes of death. And we are leading in obesity, which makes us leading in premature death. And as your brother and as your sister, we have found some ways that we can successfully overcome obesity, that we can beat this disease. And we want to just present what our research and development has led us to, so that you and I, we can fight this. Because whether we are obese or overweight, we damn sure know somebody in our family that's suffering from obesity and or being overweight. And just for the record, before I introduce our sister, obesity is from adipose fat tissue. Being overweight is from muscle and or fat. So when we know muscle doesn't weigh more than fat, a pound of muscle is the same as a pound of fat. Adipose fat tissue takes up more space. So on your arm, The cubic centimeters and cubic inches that make up the area of your arm, it would take more muscle to fill that area up. So muscle would, when you see somebody that we think that they are in shape and they at 220, 100, and they aren't, because that the heart doesn't know the difference. The lungs doesn't know the difference. The liver, the kidney, they all have to, all our internal systems has to work just as hard to support and move muscle as it does to support and move adipose fat. So it's, when they classify it, they're classified the same, overweight and obesity, and they are killing us. So our sister has some natural solution. I'm waiting to hear what she has to say. And She has some natural solutions that we've been using for thousands, for millions of years, not just thousands. The Caucasian, the European, can't trace us back up to a couple thousand, but we can trace ourselves back all the way to the millions. So we have original solutions going into the millions of years of us being here and us healing ourselves. And our sister is going to give us some powerful tools that we can have in our health arsenal. Because if we can't heal ourselves, it doesn't matter what we can do for somebody else. And I'd like to introduce our beloved sister, Sister Denise Renee Muhammad. Go ahead and come on in. We double dutching you. She been at the group, ready to come in.
As-salamu alaykum, family. In the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Merciful. This topic, it's really heavy on my mind because when Brother Sean shared the statistic of 4 out of 5 black women are obese, that is scary and alarming, and that's, we should be sounding the alarm because obesity affects every part of our body, physically, mentally, and spiritually. And if 4 out of 5 black women are obese, and it only takes, 30 pounds, right, Brother Sean, to be considered obese.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not good, and we got to do something about that. We have to have a paradigm shift and what we're doing. And what I want to say, first of all, there are no quick fixes. We didn't put pack on the pounds quickly. It came over a period of time, so we're not going to, take it off with a quick fix. We have to, those of us that are in the nation and practice how to eat to live, we have to follow our dietary law. We have to fast. And most importantly, we got to move something. We got to exercise.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
When I used to work in corporate America, I would see, the white women, they would take their lunch break and they walking around the track, they talking, but we weren't out there walking the track, and we are leading in this statistic. So what I want to share that I found in my research, the 3 powerful essential oils, life essences that can help cut these cravings that we have for food, and that will give us mental clarity so we can establish a plan to get this weight off, to get back to our original selves, to accept our own and be ourselves. And the first one, and I want to say about essential oils for those, I'm going to just briefly recap from last week for those that may have be first time tuning in to us. Essential oils are the life essence of a plant. So that's why I call them the life essences, because they're not an actual oil. It's not like coconut oil or vegetable oil or olive oil. They are actually vapors, and it's the life essence of the plant and what it does for the plant, protecting the plant. It does the same thing for us. And like Brother Sean said, it dates back thousands, millions of years. This was the original medicine that the original people used back in ancient times in Egypt. The Egyptians, they used essential oil. So this is for us. This is not something that was created by the white man and we're just now trying to take it on. We're trying to come back to our original selves, to our original solutions, our original medicines that can help us to heal ourselves. So the first oil that I want to talk about is grapefruit essential oil. And grapefruit actually works with the body in activating enzymes that help your body break down brown body fat. And brown fat cells burn calories and produce heat. So that's the fat cells that actually burns the calories. So the grapefruit essential oil actually comes from the peel. It doesn't come from the meaty part of the, because you hear about people going, I'm going on the grapefruit diet, and It doesn't work. The oil is very concentrated, and it comes from the peel of the grapefruit. So it actually works with your body in activating those enzymes that help your body break down the brown body fat. And this essential oil is high in limonene, which is a constituent of the oil that supports the metabolism as well as the cleansing and drainage of your lymphatic glands. So this is how this oil can help us. Now, when you're using essential oils, don't think that you're going to rub it on or drink it or ingest it and you're going to shed 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds. It's not going to work like that. It's going to help your body do what it needs to do to burn the fat. You still have to move. You still have to get those 60 minutes of cardio aerobics in on a daily basis. It's not
exactly
a magic potion, but it's something that's going to help you. And it also, grapefruit oil is known to lower those cravings, those hunger cravings. When you're trying to lose weight and then you're craving for some sweets or you're craving for some potato chips, this grapefruit essential oil helps to lower those cravings, which makes it a great tool to lose weight in a healthy way. Okay, so that's grapefruit essential oil, and you can put several drops into water and drink it. You can diffuse it, and you're going to get the same benefits, so you don't have to ingest it. You can diffuse it, or you can massage it into your skin, into your with coconut oil or another carrier oil of your choice. So that is grapefruit. And then the next one we have is cinnamon. Cinnamon oil supports weight loss in that it helps you to regulate your blood glucose levels in something in your body called GTF, which is glucose tolerance factor. And for that reason, cinnamon oil is great for people with diabetes. It helps to balance the blood sugar, which in the long term will help you with weight loss and help to reduce those sugar cravings. Because we crave sweets, and that's another reason why we can't lose weight, because we're overeating on sweets. You know, you want a Snicker bar, you want a Reese's cup or whatever to get energy, and then you crash. So using some cinnamon oil will help you with those cravings. And you can add it to your tea. You can add it to water and drink it as well. And you can also diffuse it. So and you still get those same benefits. And then the next one we have is ginger. And ginger supports the body in weight loss. It works to reduce sugar cravings also, and it helps to reduce inflammation in the body, which is so important when you're trying to lose weight to reduce inflammation. It also supports your digestive system, and it helps your body to absorb the nutrients that your body is actually craving nutrients, and that makes us overeat. So when your digestive system is all messed up and you're not able to absorb the nutrients, ginger oil can help with that. And last but not least, definitely, is peppermint oil. And peppermint oil helps with satiety. It's going to help you to not want to eat. It's going to give you that feeling of fullness. Just pop the top off of it, inhale it within 22 seconds. It goes to the limbic center of your brain, the satiety center of your brain, and it's going to help you to have that feeling of fullness so that you're not going to want to eat. And I bear witness that it works, because I started eating 3 days a week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday. And on the days that I don't eat, I don't even feel any hunger pains. And it took maybe a week or so for me to get to that point to where on those days that I wasn't eating, but I noticed because I use essential oils on a daily basis, even on the days that I eat, when 4 o'clock comes, I'm really not hungry, but because I know, okay, this is my eat day, I'm going to go ahead and eat. but I'm really not hungry. So, but, and I, this, it, it works. And these are solutions and tools that we can use to overcome this epidemic. Because I used to be in that statistic, you know, after having four children, I packed on some pounds. So I was in that statistic, but now my weight is down to the size I was when I was 16. So I bear witness that if we follow how to eat to live, we fast, we exercise, and incorporating these essential oils as a tool to help us to get these pounds off, we have to come back to our original selves.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We do, and you know that's where the underlying factor is for everybody that's listening that may be struggling with weight, and there's nothing can take weight off. Weight, adipose fat is energy. Because everything is energy. And when you eat a food item that has calories, the calories, this is a calculation of energy and how much energy it takes to move certain elements in your body. When you eat these, if you eat more than what you need, it just doesn't magically disappear. That's not how things work. So the energy that your body can't use, it is converted into fat, adipose fat tissue. And as long as you never use it, it never goes away.
Exactly.
So if you eat another meal and you repeat those same circumstances, you still have A, now you got B.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the C and then D, and you will go until you use it, and it will sit there. It will not go nowhere until you use it. You cannot eat, drink. That's what got you overweight. So it's not a eating or a drink mix that can get it off of you.
Right.
So, and once it's converted into fat, now you have to reverse that scenario, that equation, and it takes certain amount of calories to produce fat, just like it takes a certain amount of calories to lose that fat. And until you get to 3,500 calories, that's how much it takes to lose a pound of fat. So if it takes you a month, a year, it's up to you. Now,
exactly.
If you can't control yourself, then that's where we get lost in the battle for weight management, is we can't, because we think an overweight, obese person is malnutrition. It's not a healthy nothing in that body, because most of the high calorie foods that they eat are nutrient deficient. It's calories but no nutrients. So it's just energy with no material that your body can use to grow, develop, be healthy, and heal.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a Skittle or a Snickers bar or an M&M. Or Doritos, or bag of chips, or pizza, or hamburger. These are high, or ice cream, or cookies. These are high energy, high calorie food with no or little nutritional value. So when you eat it, the energy that the calories, your body can't use it because these are very high extreme calorie foods. On a bag of chips, it says the serving size is approximately 20 chips, and every 20 chips has approximately 120 calories. So if you did not use that much energy throughout your day and you eat 40 chips, that's 240 calories. And if your body can't use it, it converts it into fat.
Right.
And if there's no nutrition inside of that that goes along with that 240 calories, now you put yourself in a nutritional hole because your body has to use other mechanisms to create that nutrition that it did not get from you eating. So every organ and system in your body becomes stressed. It becomes overworked because now it's trying to convert other stuff inside of your body. So it's taking the normal function of your body and rearranging it to try to pull out of your body nutrition. And that's when you had death, because the cells start to die. And once the cells start to die, the tissue dies, the organ dies, the system dies, and then that's whole body death. So if you got something while you are craving, your favorite fatty, salty, sugary food, your high, and that's where all the calories is at. When you are craving that, like Sister Denise said, it's your body is not, you're not hungry, you just didn't feed it.
Right.
So you didn't give it no nutrition. You ate, but you didn't give it no nutrition. So
right.
You think you're hungry, but your body just wants nutrition, not calories. So we start our day with high-calorie, sugary, sometimes fatty foods to get the energy boost. But we never use the energy that come with it, so we crash. Now we got to do it again, and we never use all of that energy, and we crash. And in each one of these cycles, we didn't get no nutrition. So now at the end of the day, you got a headache. You tired. You irritated. You don't want to move. Your back hurt. Your knees hurt. Your arthritis kicking up. You got gas.
Wow.
They say that the black population in 2013 and in 2014, the National Institute of Health in their study on obesity said, we lead 48.5% of the black population is obese. This is out of Hispanics, whites, and others. And that number is the highest. They said now, that's obesity. They said morbid. Extreme obesity, we have 12.4% of our, and that's leading, that's doubled the white counterparts and the Hispanic counterparts and the other counterparts. So not only are we living, are we in obesity, but we are leading in morbid extreme obesity because we don't eat how God created us. So when we eat Mexican, when we eat Italian, when we eat Greek, when we eat Mediterranean, when we eat Caucasian food, that's not what we need. So we are going to always be hungry. You didn't just eat. It's not that there's nothing in that Chinese food, so you hungry. You didn't feed it. That's Chinese people food. They eat that to be healthy. That's not ours. So when we try to incorporate other people's styles and traditions and foods, it causes us to be obese. That's why we lead, because Caucasians eat Caucasian food. Hispanics eat Hispanic food. The other people, the Chinese, the Italians, the Greeks, the Jews, they eat their food. So they don't suffer because we eat their food and our bodies is not made for it.
That's right.
So when we got these life oils, the listener, when we got these life oils, we have to understand what We have to study, everybody that's listening, we have to study anatomy. You have to pick up an anatomy, science, biology book and study yourself. When you, it's not that you're hungry. There's no, everything's atoms. Everything is energy. Everything is matter. And when you study science, you don't see nothing called hungry. It's nothing, it ain't nothing called I'm starving. That isn't, that is no such thing. When your stomach gets empty, it releases a hormone that goes from your stomach, travels up your spine into your pituitary gland and your brain, and it is your, it is telling your brain that I'm empty. And self-preservation says, okay, let me go eat. And once you eat, it releases a hormone from your pituitary gland that goes back down to your stomach to say, I'm satisfied. And these two hormones are called ghrelin and leptin, G-R-E-H-L-I-N, ghrelin. That's when your stomach is empty. Self-preservation. It's the mechanism inside of you. It releases that hormone, travels up your brain to say, hey, I'm empty. So you might want to eat to keep us alive. Now, if we don't know how to produce the corresponding response of leptin to send it back to say, hey, we are good, I got this. It moves your arms and your legs to go find food.
Wow.
It overrides your rational cortex, your rational part of your brain, to move your arms and your legs to go find food. Rising above emotions and to the thinking of God. See, and when you're eating, see, when you eat, that now you become satisfied. So that satiety part of your brain releases the leptin back to your stomach. You don't stop because you're full. You stop because of that hormone. And a lot of us, we still ignore that and we keep on eating. And then that one spoonful, your stomach hurt. You'd be like, man, I knew I shouldn't have ate no more.
Right.
See, we didn't listen to, we don't understand the signals. So we didn't understand the signal that comes with an empty stomach. Somebody taught us that means you're hungry, and that's no such thing.
Wow.
But with these oils, so when that ghrelin comes up your spine, when your stomach is empty, and that signal comes up your, and you're like, oh, is that my stomach growling? See, that is the hormone coming up into your brain. From an empty stomach, not a hungry stomach, an empty stomach. See, so when that comes, now you got a choice. You can go eat and possibly kill yourself. Or you can pop the top on one of these essential oils, life essences, that we have been using for millions of years to control our appetite. This ain't nothing new. We've been doing, that's why we never overate, because we had all of these wonderful things to smell, to take out, to produce satiety.
Wow.
So we could send the leptin with a thought. See, now when the ghrelin comes, you don't have to eat to produce leptin. You can think and send it back down to your stomach and say, no, I got this. You're not hungry. Yeah. You just, okay.
Come on now.
I'm
but
trying to, this,
like,
see.
We have a,
yeah,
a question.
Give,
looks
give
like
it
we
to
have
us.
A caller that wants to chime in. Area code 708-392. You're on the air. Assalamu alaikum. Area code 708-3992.
Uh-oh, jump in, family. Come on. Assalamu alaikum. Uh-oh.
All right, maybe they, okay.
Come back if you
maybe
get
they,
them.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's, and that's, see, And that's what they don't tell us. It's no magic if we just don't understand the biology of ourselves. I'm not saying go study everything. I'm saying go just pick up a book just to see about yourself. And then you can see how your body works, and then you can control it.
Mm-hmm.
And while we are practicing the control of ourselves, we have natural resources with no side effects.
Exactly.
None. See, you can eat. Ginger is, see, we got to understand, when these medicine, these herbs were, the only people that had ginger, garlic, pepper, basil, mint, sage, the only people that had those were the medicine men. That was not a household item. Because those are medicines, and nobody ate them or used them unless they were sick, and the only person that did was the medicine man because they were medicine. So it wasn't, see, we didn't have, so we, these things, yes, you can eat them, but if you are using them for medicinal purposes, you can overdose, and all of them have side effects.
Right. And then all by the time when you're using the oils, it's not taxing your digestive system, whereas you go get the ginger root and you eat it or you do whatever you do with it, that's going through your digestive system. So that's taxing your digestive system. And the whole point of living life and a long life is not to wear out our digestive system. So that's the beauty of using these essential oils. You get all the medicinal benefits. They're so concentrated. All you need is one drop, or just take the top off and inhale it, and you're going to get the benefits from it without it going through your digestive system. So
it's made for your brain. Look at these family. Everybody go look at the movies. See, the Caucasian made the medicine man spooky. So he because he wanted us to be afraid of our own goddamn old medicine. So he made the Indian, if you understand healing, look at those movies. They never, it wasn't no surgery. They would play music, make beats. They would burn incense. They would use the senses to heal the mind so that individual's mind could heal their body. See?
Right.
So these are, this is what these oils do. They are made to fire your brain up, to clear your, they are made to hit on the satiety part of your brain so you can be satisfied, you can relax, you can have a peace of mind, and then you can think.
Exactly.
Instead of, yes, yes.
Peace of mind and the body.
Right. So you can think.
You
can make the proper decisions, and you're not working off. So if you have an emotional trigger, that when you see your ex-boyfriend, your ex-girlfriend, and they make you go do that bull crap again, so now I need a hookup. Let me go get my favorite ice cream, my cake, my makeup food to make me, because of the sugar in it, because of the fat in it, because of the elements in it that hit the satiety part of your brain to make you feel good. So we run to the food. I need my drink. I need my Coke. Give me a Coke, a Pepsi. I need some energy. Give me a ginger ale. I need. See, we don't understand ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And these, man, the life essences give you that without the side effects.
Side effects. That's right.
Man, you gotta love this, man. Give us the names again, sis. Give us the names again. So
we have grapefruit essential oil, cinnamon, ginger, and peppermint. And you definitely want the peppermint because it not only works with the satiety, it also energizes you. So you don't have to pop a 5-hour energy drink. Just put a drop of peppermint oil under your tongue and immediately you're going to feel the difference. So you don't have to, you know, drink all this different stuff trying to get energy. You can get it naturally and, like we said, with no side effects.
You get it from yourself. The peppermint doesn't have the energy, family. The energy is being unlocked when you put that peppermint in it, and the chemical and the electrical reaction that happens inside of you, it frees your body. So you can produce your own energy. Listen, man. We talk about control of yourself. We talking about control of ourself. And once we can do that, once we can do that, that means any plan that we formulate, we can make happen. Because practice makes perfect. So as we do this, man, once we learn how to control ourselves, then we will learn how to exert. We will learn how to make manifest this power. Man.
Right. It looks like we have another caller. Area code 540-5520. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Assalamu alaikum, bro.
Yes, I'm here. I have a question regarding the essential oils. I have operated from an occupational injury when I was working. So I would like for you to expound on the oil that I would use for this for the arthritic knee.
Yes, sir. That's inflammation. So we have an oil called copaiba oil, and it is one of the most powerful oils as far as helping with reducing inflammation and also the pain as well.
Oh, yeah. I experience a lot of pain, especially when the come in water. Sister Nisha, this is Abu.
Oh, yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Abu. Thank you for tuning in with us.
Hey, hey, brother.
Yes, sir.
You know, you say you have arthritis flares up.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you, I had brothers. I had arthritis. Mine was so severe. They were going to give me disability for it, but I was too young. So they told me I had to come back later years, and then they would gladly. I could barely walk. I could barely stand. I could barely stand to take a shower. And understand that that's an autoimmune disease. So I had to learn that. It didn't flare up with the weather. It flared up with what I ate because my immune system, 70% of it is in my gut. So if you study when you have flare ups and you take note of everything you ate or drank, especially the sodas and if you take note, then you can see. That's what they do with allergies. They'll give you a list of stuff. If it bothers you, you write it down. If it don't, you cross it off. See, and because it's no, the doc. That's why they give you pills, because they don't take. They don't want to take you through the steps of healing yourself. So these oils, even though you got the pain, see. This can help you control what you eat so you won't cause your body to attack itself, which an autoimmune disease is. So when you have an arthritis flare-up, that's your body telling you that you are compromised your immune system, so it's attacking itself. So this life essence, can help you while you're studying what you're eating, what's causing your flare-ups. This can help you to stop eating, to get over those.
Okay, can you share a few things? Things that I might be eating.
Anything with manufactured sugar is the number one autoimmune cause of anything with manufactured processed sugar is the number one cause of autoimmune flare-ups. And the autoimmune, it's almost every reaction that a person goes through is literally an autoimmune disease, because that's what carries you. So, and like I said, 70% of it is in your stomach. So whatever you eat or drink is what your immune system is built on. But the number one, all of the research says the number one, because there's many stress. You can go on your commute to work. If you're in a lot of exhaust fumes, that is just as toxic. Stress, the music we play.
I don't have that problem, Brother Sean, because I don't work. I'm retired.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I'm just saying that's the list. But the number one cause is processed manufactured sugars. But it could be as many triggers.
Can you be a little more specific? Okay, I eat a lot of pasta. I do veggies. I don't eat meat. I don't eat fowl, but I do eat fish.
Fish is not, we're not made to eat animal meats at all.
It
don't matter what animal meat is. We're not made to eat none of that. And pasta, depending on where you're getting your pastas from.
Whole wheat pastas I deal with.
No, if they're manufactured, if you the pasta.
Can't make them myself.
Say that again.
I'm not making them myself. I have to buy them. Yeah.
They include sugars and salts to preserve them.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So they bleach it. If you read the ingredients, and if it doesn't just say whole wheat flour, water, and eggs, those ingredients, that they just have fancy ways of saying fake sugar.
I don't deal with the bleached pasta, whole wheat.
Right. I understand. I'm just saying it doesn't matter. If you bought it, they preserved it give it shelf. And the preserving process is salt and sugars.
Okay, Brother
Sean.
They put
sugar in pasta. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
The fish. No, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Let's go back to the fish. Because, see, back in the day, when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was among us, we were on he had took us off the meat and the fish and the fowl, and the fish. And he was importing that whiting, what we call whiting HUG fish from South America, from Peru. You recall that, or you might be too young to remember that?
No, I'm with you, sir.
Okay, so, you say the fish, you're ruling out the fish, but when we're going to How Did He Live, and How Did He Live, Book 1 and 2, he spoke about the fish, that we should go into a fish diet and back away, you know, definitely from the meat.
You can feed fish as meat, brother. We can't pick fishes. But see, in the messenger, in the book, I'm glad because he said Allah taught him that man was not created to eat any animal meat.
Exactly.
And since we know that he said all food has a degree of poison, so we say, what is it, 85%? It is one that doesn't have a knowledge of themselves and is a poison animal eater. So if all food has poison in it, that means all meat is poison animal meat. But when you cook fish, the way we cook it is what is the main thing that destroys the content of the fish. But go ahead,
I don't fry it. I bake it. I don't fry fish.
Humans are herbivores. We can eat whatever we want to eat. You can go to the carnival and watch them eat glass and snakes and fire, but it's how long will you live after you eat. So, what you eating? So I'm saying that it's nothing on our bodies that's shaped like a carnivore. We only got four canine teeth. The carnivore has a mouthful. Our intestines are longer than a car.
Eating fish wouldn't make you a carnivore, sir.
Because fish is meat, brother. This is meat. But a man had to go into the water and get fish, and the only way he knew. Bears don't have teeth like us. So if you go see a bear pull a fish out the water and eat it, he's ripping it apart. He has canine teeth and claws to rip it open. All fish eaters that are animals, sharks, they have alligators. Anything that eats fish in nature, they don't have it because you have to rip it because they don't cook it. They don't put it in bread. They don't put it in butter. They don't put onions and garlic. They eat it raw because the lifeblood. They're trying to get the blood, not the meat. So when human beings eat meat, we change the formula. We try to eat like a carnivore, but we're herbivores. So when we cook the meat, they got articles, brother, on the toxins from cooked meat. Fish is on that list. Mm-hmm. They don't separate fish and chicken. They don't say red meat and poultry and fish. No, it's animal meat. Cholesterol, fish isn't on that list. We can't separate it. I mean,
wouldn't you agree that fish has the ingredient that omega-3 to lower cholesterol?
No, it can't. Humans are herb. You can say my water, the blood is resemblance to the water of the earth. My bones is resembling to the rock. My skin is resembling to the leaves. How do you resemble yourself to the fish or the chicken or the cow? What part of you is that? So if you eat something that is not you, you make yourself other than self, and you're going to have a negative reaction. That's what they call disease, sickness, and death. So if you are not that, and who would want to be, and if you are what you eat, who would want to take on the characteristics of a fish that's dumb? Because they go bite the hook. They know it ain't real.
John, here's what I'm doing. Here's what I propose for myself. And see if you will, see if you will agree with me on that. I'm going to take myself off the fish for a month or two and so on and see if this flare up in this meat, but if it subsides. Maybe it's the fish that's flaring up. It's causing flare ups.
Or how you cook the fish. If you're cooking it with when they look at meat and the dangers that meat has to humans. It's the meat itself, but it's mainly revolved around how we prepare it and cook it because we do unnatural processes. Nothing on the earth cooks meat but us. Everything else that eat meat, all of the plant eaters, they don't cook none of it. They just go eat it naturally as God created. We the only ones that butcher and adulterate and change it. And eat it. We don't eat fish by itself. We eat it with rice and this and that and that. See, but the meat eater, they just go eat it. They eat one thing at a time. So we don't. White people made sandwiches. White people put salt and pepper together. White people went and did a lot of these traditions that we eat. So that's not us. Sandwich is a country over in England. The king of sandwich made the sandwich. That's how we got sandwiches. So anybody that eats a sandwich is eating like a European, the Earl of Sandwich. That's who he wanted something different, and his cook made a sandwich. The Earl of Sandwich is where sandwiches come from.
Disputing you, but I was not aware of that. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. But that's why we named the show "Accept Your Own and Be Ourself," because we never even for most of us have never in one day of our life ate as we did before there was Greeks and Italians and Chinese and Mexicans. We spend our whole life on spaghetti. That's my favorite, lasagna, meatloaf, all of these European traditions that when they conquered the world adapted. So in World War II, they destroyed everything. So now that changed the whole dynamic, and they introduced food because they went and stole the food. They stole the coffee plant. It wasn't no that's how the coffee got over here on the Western Hemisphere, because they stole it, and they went to war over one coffee plant. And he bought that coffee plant here, and it exploded, and they took over the coffee. The same thing with peppers. When they found the green peppers and red, they called it pepper. We never called it pepper. Christopher Columbus was trying to trick the queen. They never seen pepper. They knew pepper was spicy. So when he found the pepper, what we call green peppers, he took it back, and he said, these are peppers. So that's how the world called capsicum peppers. See, so when we understand that, hold up, maybe if I spent my whole life eating other than myself, that might be why I'm in the condition I am. So if I fast, we can eat fish, but look at what, don't we got in the lessons that Musa found them eating the raw fish? Or he bought them the fish to feed them, and he had to put, and they knew that it wasn't no fish around, so they wanted to follow him back. See, so we use that to feed them. See, so we got to look. Yeah, we can do it because we can eat anything. You can go eat anything. It's right. How long will you live after you eat it? So an autoimmune disease is your body telling you you are doing something wrong. That's all it is. It's your oil light, your gas light, your check engine light. So if you record everything that you ate, then you can look at the ingredients in those things, and you can eliminate them to see if you never flare up again. And if you didn't, you have just solved yourself. Because if you don't do it, the doctors don't have an answer. They're going to give you a pill for inflammation. They're not going to treat the cause. They're going to treat what you're going to need. I'm hurting and it's swelling. So they're going to give you pain and swelling pills. See, right. See, whatever you say, they go look. They got a book, and they got a pill that corresponds to whatever your symptoms is, and that's what you're gonna lead with.
Yeah, I always call doctors pushermen, like in the old, Superfly movies, pushermen with the prescription pad. They'll write you anything. Just tell them what you need.
But see, you're having an allergic reaction. The weakest spot in your body is where the arthritis is happening at. That's all. See, so if your symptom is going to, just like cancer, if it's in your brain, you got brain cancer. If it's in your breast, you got breast. Wherever it develops, that's what they call it, but it's the same thing. So you're having an allergic to a reaction to something you're eating or drinking or smelling or even seeing or hearing. Mm-hmm. And it's your body, and the weakest spot on your body is where it's manifesting. So that's easy, though, because you can know how to, what's it manifest. It's easy to fix.
Mm-hmm.
Let me check what I'm eating and drinking. Oh, well, what was I listening to? Well, what was I watching?
Sir, I drink a lot of cranberry juice because I was told that it was good for the plumbing. And I do drink ginger ale because sometimes I get upset stomach. Ginger ale will upset my stomach. Settle my stomach, pardon me, opposed to buying something across the counter from the pharmacist. I like ginger ale, but
you got to understand, you're 70% water. So whenever you drink something that's not water, you change that 70%.
I strive to drink 12 glasses of water a day.
You don't have to drink. I'm just saying, whenever you drink anything that's not water, you change the ratio. Because we born 70% water. So if I drink, now I'm no longer 70% water. I'm what I'm drinking. Because when I sweat, when I urinate, when I have bowel movements, water is coming out. So whatever I drink replaces that. So whatever liquid I drink, that's what that 70% that's supposed to be water. Some people is 12% water. They straight soda, sugar, coffee, juice. So they get sick. Oh, we got the time.
We're out of time.
The show ready to go.
Thank you, Abu, for calling in. We appreciate for your interaction. Assalamu alaikum. And to our listening audience, thank you all for tuning in. I just want to let you all know, myself and Brother Sean, we have books available on Amazon.com. Brother Sean, give your website.
Sean Ali Wellness Program.com.
Yes, sir. So thank you all for
listening.
Part 3
next week.
Yes, sir. You listen to this on the replay, we appreciate you as well. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Yes, sir.